A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Де ви є?
Tarot cards are laid down.
То ви будете вчасно?
The Fool.
Що затримує?
Is the precursor.
Ви, блядь, жартуєте?
To the Savior.
То коли вас чекати?
Carl Jung.
Добре. В 11 вечора, але ні секундою пізніше. Ви мене зрозуміли? Або голови з пліч.
The woman hangs up.
Where are they?
They're still on the motorway.
The fucking motorway?
They're getting in soon.
When?
11 p.m.
11 p.m. They're meant to be here an hour ago. What am I going to tell Felix?
Tell him they're cautious people.
They're late already. He'll walk. He's raging.
Budge. You'll convince him.
Wearing a low black top with her dark hair tied back, the woman walks over to the neat, casually dressed man.
Don't get lifted.
I won't get lifted.
Once we do this, you'll be out.
I'll be out.
We'll both be out.
She puts her hands around his neck and rests her forehead against his.
This is what it's about, baby. Just say udacha. Just say udacha.
Just say.
Just say udacha.
What does it mean?
Means you need more practice.
Tell me.
She puts her lips to his ear.
Time is luck.
They kiss slowly, then she quickly pulls away.
Get it done.
She walks away. Wearing a dark jacket over a mustard polo neck, Budge picks a bag up off the sofa and goes to the front door. She opens it for him. Netflix presents, Logical Pictures presents, in association with Pulsar Content, a Village Films production, a Driver Films production, a Silk Mass production, a Conway and Fingleton film. Budge lights a cigarette outside at night. He picks the bag up, hangs it over his shoulder, and walks along a path through the lit-up estate. Mo Dunford, Joanna Ribeiro, Jared Jordan, Kieran Flynn, John Travers. A man walks past.
All right, Budge.
All right, Troy.
How's it going? Big night tonight?
Budge keeps walking. Andrew Simpson, Ellie O'Halloran, Aaron McCusker. Desmond Eastwood, Paul Kennedy, and Stephen Ray. Budge reaches the end of the path and turns left through a short tunnel. He walks along a wider path and stops to lean on some railings, looking out at near-empty streets and the car parked across the road. Title, Night Ride. Budge carries on along the path. Up ahead, graffiti's been sprayed across a white strip of wall. Support the POW. He goes up some steps and along another path. Casting director, Tom Fitz. Sound recordist, Johnny Waite. Sound designer, Jamie Roden. Costume designer, Diana Ennis. Original music, Phil Kieran. Editor, Mark Townes. Production designer, Keelan McRoberts. Budge reaches some old, ornate gates and stops to look through them at a statue of the Virgin Mary standing against a wall. He turns and walks on. Director of Photography, David Bird. Associate Producer, Ray Verma. Executive Producers, Frederick Fiore, Mo Dunford. Budge walks down a ramp and across a large parking area to a car. Producer, Celine Dornier. Eric Tavitian. Co-producer, Benedict Turnbull. Producer, John Silk, Paul Kennedy. Written by Ben Conway. Directed by Stephen Fingleton. Budge throws his bag onto the passenger seat and gets into the car. He puts on his seatbelt and drives away.
Call Felix.
11:15, slight delay.
You've already delayed the deal by a week. We froze our bollocks off last week and we're freezing them off again tonight.
People I'm getting this delivery from, they're cautious people.
This is fucking amateur. You've never ran this sort of weight before.
I'm gonna be there, 11:15. 50 keys. 50 fucking keys, Felix. Come on. Come on.
A minute late. The deal is off.
Call Lefty.
10:39:30. Lefty and Beaker.
All right, watch, watch.
Turn that shit down.
Turn it down, Beaker. What's up?
What's up? Did you get the van?
Aye. We're on the road.
You check everything?
PPE's packed on the back.
Okay, I'm coming to get her. You fill her up.
We got petrol.
How much you get?
Tenner's worth.
You got £10 petrol?
That's fine for my car.
It's a fucking van.
Didn't I fucking tell you?
Fuck off, you. Look, we're nearly parked. You want us to fill her up?
Just leave it. Leave it there. I'll fill her up myself. Get the van. Fill her up, pick up the cash, meet the Ukrainians at 11, Felix 11:15. I got time. Call Scholar.
Are you punching in?
Coming up on you now. How's the coast looking?
The coast is looking clear.
All right, coming up on you now, 2 minutes.
Budge looks in his rear view mirror and adjusts it slightly.
Graham, I'm a bit pressed here.
What time does the bank open tomorrow?
9 a.m., partner.
9 a.m. And what happens if you're not there?
We lose the deposit, except we're not going to lose the deposit.
We're going to lose the deposit and all the payments unless we complete the purchase. Understand? They're going to forfeit us.
I'm going to be at the bank with my half, 60,000.
My parents have mortgaged their house to put down this money, right? I can't afford to lose this.
Well, technically, it's your parents who can't afford to lose this.
Do you think this is a fucking joke?
No, Graham, I don't.
No garage, no working together. This money should have been there weeks ago. We've delayed things enough.
Graham?
It's our last shot at this.
Mate, I hear you.
You have your 60?
I'll have it.
You'll have it?
I'm coming into a nice little sum tonight.
No, I don't want to know.
I'm only telling you so you don't shit yourself.
I don't want to know where you're getting it.
Look, I'm gonna be there with my half. 60k in cash. We're going to get our body shop. Trust me, okay? Stress head.
Budge pulls over beside a colorfully graffitied wall. He looks down a passage beside the wall, pulls on the handbrake, and settles back in his chair to wait. He looks in his rearview mirror, then down the passage again. Budge rests his head back against the seat and stares ahead, calm but tense. He turns his head slightly to look out of his window. He looks at his watch. The time on screen shows 10:42:08. Budge looks in his rearview mirror and lifts his bag onto his lap as a figure approaches the car from behind and gets in the back. Budge looks over his shoulder and passes him the bag.
That's the last of it. All my gear, everything. There's a bit extra in that.
What do I owe this act of generosity?
After tonight, this number's not going to work anymore.
Finally out?
Finally out. You got your other supplier lined up?
Yeah. He's used to dealing more weight than small fry like me. Had to buy a big first consignment.
Ever going to finish that PhD?
At least my client base when I do.
How long have you been working on it?
7 years.
7 years isn't a fucking thesis, that's a sentence.
Fate, transience, and the lonely individual. Films of Michael Mann.
He is a fucking poet. Heat, Mohicans, first class, mate.
Miami Vice is my favourite.
You're talking the show, right?
The movie?
Fuck off. No Don Johnson, no can do.
Miami Vice is the apex of man's post-celluloid filmography. What's your fave? Don't tell me you're going to be a complete cliche and say Heat.
Everyone's a Heat man. Thief. That's where I'm at.
Great film. It was the template for his archetype of the lonely professional criminal.
James fucking Caan just wants to be paid and you're going to pay him because he's fucking James Caan.
What are you doing post all this?
A business. Legit.
Won't be the same margins.
You can't sleep. Hey, Scholar. two ways this game ends. On your terms or their terms. Remember that.
Scholar gets out with the bag. Budge drives on. The time shows 10:44:10. The word cuz appears.
I told you to delete this number.
Your other phone's off.
I'm working. Delete this number.
I need a pep talk. I'm meeting the guy.
What guy?
The Tinder guy.
Dumbo ears.
You're such a dick.
That's tonight.
I told you it was. And he doesn't have Dumbo ears.
I'm kidding. Why are you out of breath?
I'm pushing my bike.
Where to?
Didn't I just say I'm going on a date?
On a bike?
He's across town.
I could have taken you.
You'd only scare him off like the last guy.
Last guy's three times your age. Hang on a sec. Call you back.
He watches his mirror as a car pulls up behind him.
Call Sophia.
Budge accelerates.
Everything okay?
I have a tail.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
Police here?
I can't tell.
Have you looked around?
I was about to.
Look around, pull over, see what happens.
Budge makes a turn and the car behind him follows closely, its bright lights shining in through the rear window. Budge drives on down the road in town. A few cars going past in the opposite direction. He slows to a stop and the car behind's lights stay bright in his rear window. Budge sits and waits as another car approaches from behind and goes past them. He looks in his rear-view mirror and frowns thoughtfully, watching the bright headlights of the car sitting behind him. Budge looks forward, then out of his window. He puts the car in gear and drives on. The car behind follows. He looks in his mirror with concern. He indicates and another car goes past as he turns. Budge drives on, the car behind still following. He pulls over on an unlit part of the street and the car, a white SUV, goes past.
Call Sophia.
Budge looks back over his seat.
Yeah, I think it's gone.
Dziękuję Boże. Dziękuję Boże.
I'm about to pick up the van. Any word?
The Ukrainians called.
They're getting cold feet again?
Not yet.
Listen, Sophia, the Ukrainians need to be there. The gear needs to be there. As soon as I take that money from Joe, I own 20 on top.
My bills at Tones will assuage them.
Fuck me, your fucking English is better than mine.
And your Ukrainian is worse than my brother's dog. 11 p.m.
11 p.m.
The time shows 10:47:24.
Call Cuz.
I'm ready for your words of wisdom.
Just don't get so nervous that you can't enjoy yourself.
That's all?
If things get jazzy this time, you call me, okay?
So I won't delete his number?
Not yet, but emergencies only.
Standard. Get your garage yet?
It's not a garage, it's a body shop.
What's the difference?
Garages fill your tires up. Night Ride Auto Body doesn't just fill your tires up.
What does Night Ride Auto Body do?
Night Ride Auto Body offers bespoke nut and bolt customizations. Retrimming, rewiring, repainting, you name it.
You bought it yet?
Completing tomorrow.
Will you give me a job?
I'll think about it. I've thought about it. It's gonna be a hard no, cuz. Let me know how it goes at Dumbo.
You're a fucking dick.
He smiles as he sits in the stopped car, looking ahead across a car park under a bridge to a large white van with Captain Happy's Happy Nappies printed down the side. Beyond the van, a large, brightly lit building and more of the car park, most of it empty apart from a few lone vehicles. Budge carries on watching the van. He carries on staring at the van as he leans forward and reaches for something, then opens his door. Budge looks in his opposite wing mirror and closes his door again as the white SUV pulls up behind him a short distance away and sits facing him.
Call Sophia.
Budge watches the car in his rearview mirror.
You doing okay?
He stares at the mirror.
Do you need me?
Just wanted to hear your voice.
I'm here, baby. Nothing I can do?
Nothing.
Promise?
I promise. Call Graham.
Budge drives around the car park.
You forget our time already?
Where are you at?
Peking Palace. We're in a car yet.
Peking Palace, Lisburn Road.
And what's this about?
I'm in a jam. I need you to pick up some cash for me.
Is this the cash for tomorrow?
No, it's the cash. I need to get the cash for tomorrow.
You're doing a fucking deal. That's how you're getting the cash?
Graham, you've always known what I do, and you know I'm done doing it after tonight.
Why don't you get it yourself?
I've got a tail on me.
Then why the fuck me?
Because I trust you.
You're calling me because you know I'll do it, you manipulative bastard.
So you'll do it?
How much?
100 marks.
Who from?
Joe's fronting me.
Joe who?
Joe.
Joe the nut. Not Joe the nut. Don't tell me it's Joe the nut.
It's just a bridge loan.
He puts people under slabs.
Look, I'm heading into extra time here. I need that money picked up now and delivered by 11 p.m. or I'm not at the bank tomorrow at 9 and your parents lose their money. I'm just picking up a bag. In and out.
He's a fucking psycho.
And you're a fucking civilian, so there's nothing to worry about.
This has got nothing to do with me.
I accept that, and I'm asking you as my business partner to extend a personal favor so I can leave this fucking shit behind. Talk to me, Graham.
All right. Let's do this. What's the fucking play?
Go to Shigsy's. Go through the pool hall in the back. Other side, there's a door. They'll be waiting with the cash. I'll tell them to expect you.
And then what am I doing?
One step at a time, partner. Just get the cash.
Budge watches his mirror as he drives.
Graham?
I'm just waiting on my order.
Hey, I don't have fucking time. You need to go now.
Okay, I'm walking.
I'll buy you Peking fucking Emperor's Feast when this is done. How long to get there?
10 minutes.
Are you paraplegic?
All right, 5 minutes.
Call Lefty.
The white SUV overtakes.
Where you guys at?
Straight end of the Omer Road. We've just stopped at the Oracle for a round.
Have you had a drink yet?
Peter's getting the order.
Don't. I need you to come back and get the van.
What's up?
I think I've got a tail.
Fucking fates? 5-0?
Don't fucking say that.
What, you think we're bugged?
No, because it sounds daft. I can't drive the van now. You guys need to do it.
Speaker's just back. I'm not driving. Can I have a drink?
Get back on the road now, and when you get the van, you're going to have to stop on the way. Get petrol.
How much petrol?
Just fill it up, Lefty.
Okay.
I'm going to call you back in a minute, and I'm going to give you more instructions. Indicate you heard me.
I heard you. 100%.
Call Joe.
Budge drives past lit-up buildings in town.
It won't be me picking up the money.
I don't like surprises.
That's why I'm calling.
Who are you sending?
Just a civilian. Business associate.
Run it by me again. One more time.
The Ukrainians are getting out of the business. Too much blood down south. So they're offloading their inventory. But they don't want to sell to their rivals. Someone close to me made the connect.
And you trust that person?
With my life.
Your buyer is ready.
He's locked in, on standby.
Once you take my cash, he comes back to me with my premium. I don't care if you come back in 5 minutes. Once you take out 100, I get back 120. Do you understand?
I do.
When I call, you pick up, okay?
Sure, no problem.
You pick up. Understood?
Understood.
Budge drives alongside a fence with a dark industrial building behind it.
We're back in the van.
Okay, now listen very carefully, both of you.
Aye, we're listening. Aye.
Drive the van to Cutter's Wharf.
Cutter's Wharf, yeah.
That's where the sellers will be waiting for you. They're Ukrainians. They'll pack the van with the gear themselves, but double-check it's in nice and tight under that PPE.
Yep.
Beak, are you with us?
Aye, aye, Budge, 100%.
Lefty, say it back to me.
Drive to the sellers at Cutter's Wharf. They'll pack the van with the gear.
What about the cash?
I have a friend coming with it. He's a civilian.
We can handle the cash, mate. We're solid as a block of flats.
Guys, just focus on the fucking van. Get it to the Ukrainians. Don't piss them off. Don't be making no fucking jokes either. If you take the piss out of these guys, they'll fucking bolt, right? Say nothing.
What if they say something to us?
They're fucking Ukrainians. They're gonna say fuck all. The only English they speak is where's the drugs and pass the hammer. Hang on. Just promise me, Lefty. Promise me you're dialed in.
Dialed in, mate. 100%. Get the van, get the gear.
Then what are you gonna do?
You're about to tell us.
Then you're gonna drive the van to the buyer. He's waiting for it at Church Road car park. I repeat, Church Road. The buyer's name is Felix, as in Felix the cat.
Felix, Church Road.
We got this, boss. Don't you fucking worry.
Okay. Bell me when you're there. Call Graham.
The clock shows 10:56:05.
Tell me you're at Shigsy's.
Almost. 30 seconds.
When you get the money, get in a cab, tell them to take you to Cutter's Wharf. It's very close to you. My boys will be there in a van.
How do I know which van?
It says Captain Happy's Happy Nappies on the side.
Is that a fucking joke?
It's a description. Who's gonna move 50 keys in a van like that?
I'm bringing cash to a fucking deal.
Don't back out of this now, partner. You just need to show up and hand it over. You won't see any product.
Jesus.
In 10 minutes, it'll all be done, and I'll be at the bank tomorrow, okay?
I'm here at Chixie.
Call me after. Call Felix.
Let's hear it.
It's not going to be me at the drop.
Why aren't you delivering?
I might have a tail.
You might?
Well, I haven't fucking pulled them over and asked them, have I? I'm sending my guys, you can trust them.
If you think you've got a tail, we should call it off.
Look, it's probably nothing, but rather than putting us all at risk, I'm changing the arrangement.
Am I right in saying you've never been lifted?
I've never been lifted. Not once.
Beginning to wonder why?
Because I'm careful, Felix. I protect myself and I protect those I do business with. Do you want this fucking product or not? Because I don't know where else you're going to get a deal this good.
If it doesn't come through, it's off. Last fucking chance, okay? Last chance. We're here at the wharf.
Are the Ukrainians there?
Aye, they're waiting on the money.
Okay. Any minute now, stay on the line, I'm putting you on hold. Call Graham.
The clock shows 10:58:04.
What's happening?
They're getting impatient. I'm worried they're going to bounce on here.
Okay, 1 minute. My guy's almost there. Stay on the line. Tell him a joke or something.
I don't know. The power of them. They're like the fucking Borg.
Stay on the line. Call Graham.
Oh, man, this fucking bag is heavy.
You in the cab?
It's 2 minutes from Cutter's Wharf.
Good lad. Joe say anything to you?
Yeah. He wanted to know my name.
You tell him?
Was I not supposed to?
Doesn't matter. It's fine. It's fine. Lefty.
Aye. Still here.
Money's almost there. Call me as soon as it's done.
Yes, boss.
As soon as it's done. Good luck.
Budge parks up on open ground, somewhere dark and out of the way. He pulls on the handbrake and takes off his seatbelt. He gets out and takes a few steps away from the car. He stands in the dark under the night sky, with lit up buildings a short distance away, and puts a cigarette in his mouth. Budge looks ahead as he reaches in his jacket. He bends his head down to light a cigarette, then looks up and smokes. The clock shows 10:59:55. The seconds tick to 11 and beyond. Budge smokes as he walks back to the car and gets in. He takes his phone out of his pocket and puts it in the holder on the dash, then closes the window. Budge looks up at his rearview mirror, then down at the steering wheel. He looks out of his window, then faces forward again, waiting.
We in business?
Those guys weren't fucking around.
You got them all? 50 keys?
In the van. We got the PPE on top. Everything's flush.
Once you get the petrol, drive straight to Phoenix.
Bigger needs to take a shit.
Take a shit later. Just get the deal done.
Pull in here, Bigger. We're stopping for petrol now.
Call me when it's done. And Lefty, be fast, but don't drive like a dickhead.
Budge drives away.
Call Graham. Mate, I owe you a Peking Emperor's feast. You okay?
I'm okay.
Graham, are you okay?
I won't lie, mate. I'm getting a bit aroused by it all.
See you at the bank tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Budge hangs up and smiles to himself, glancing in his rearview mirror. A couple of cars go by in the other direction as he drives past dark industrial buildings.
Dumbo, stand you up?
Nah, I'm ready.
So you're bored and decided to call me. What am I, a chopped liver?
Fine, I'll hang up.
No, you won't. Still nervous?
A little bit.
Hold trust. Remember, like Gampa would say, hold trust.
Gampa, when you call him that.
Look, you'll be fine. You find somewhere to lock your bike?
I'm gonna bring it with me.
Late night stroll, is it?
Something like that.
Just make sure he pushes your bike for you. You know what you're dealing with if he does. You know even more if he doesn't. Mm-hmm. Be careful. Speak later.
How many times did I tell you?
Lefty.
I can't see the van from inside the toilet.
You shouldn't have left to go to take a shit.
Fellas.
Budge, listen.
What is it? What happened?
The van is gone.
Say again?
It's gone. Someone took it at the station. Someone took the van.
Is this a wind-up?
No.
Who took it?
We didn't see.
Where the fuck were you?
Paying for the petrol.
Where was Beaker?
He was taking a shit.
Hang on. You left it unattended.
You gotta go, you gotta go.
You left the van with 200 grand's worth of gear unattended.
Budge, I'm sorry.
Just shut up a minute. Just shut the fuck up.
Budge stops opposite a brightly lit car park.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Fuck. I'm gonna drive around south, see if I can spot the van. But I want you to go into the garage, tell whoever's on duty your vehicle was stolen and you've called the police. Ask to check their CCTV immediately.
Okay, okay.
Am I actually calling the police?
Are you fucking high?
Nothing. Sorry. Forget it.
I need you sharp, man.
Like a laser, mate.
Fast, lefty. Jesus Christ, call Sophie. Fuck. Who am I calling? Call Felix.
It's better be you saying they're coming around the corner.
Listen, we have the product, okay? Everything's in place. Bad news, you need to wait a little bit longer, so go home, warm your bollocks, wait for my call. Good news, as a token of respect, I'm going to give you 10 off the price.
You fucking joker.
Felix, let's just talk for a minute.
Don't fucking call this number again. You hear me?
20. 20 off the price.
If I fucking see you, I'll kick your fucking head in.
No. Wait. Wait. Wait, Felix. Felix. Call Felix. Fuck.
The name Joe flashes up. Budge looks at his phone on the dash, then looks ahead tensely as he drives. Joe's name flashes up every time the phone rings.
Call Sophia. It's all gone wrong. It's all wrong.
Talk to me.
The van's gone. Someone took it.
I don't understand.
Someone stole the van. Now the buyer's pulled out.
I thought you were driving it.
I still had a tail on me. I got my guys to do it.
Those idiots? You know they're idiots.
They're my guys.
I could have done it.
I know.
You don't trust me.
I trust you with my life.
Then why didn't you fucking ask me?
Because I wanted to protect you. You know what's going to happen if I don't get that money to Joe.
We can turn this around.
Not without a buyer.
Find another buyer. Tonight.
Tonight? I don't even have the fucking van.
You're going to find a van, and you're going to find a new buyer. And you're going to do it tonight.
I'm going to find the van. I'm going to find the buyer.
You can do this. Keep it tight.
Okay. Lefty.
The guy in the garage showed us where to watch the cameras. I had to pay him 50 fucking quid. Shall I tell you what I'm looking at?
Yes. Go.
I'm looking at the CCTV. The fucking nuts on this guy just edge right in and spins off. But guess what? I know the con from GV.
Who is he?
Had a nickname in the pen. Turkey or something. Look, I've seen him around.
Around where?
Around the place, Bernard's estate.
Get the hell over there.
Beaker's making calls. We're gonna try to find some pals who know him.
Just get over there, the pair of you.
We're grabbing an Uber as soon as I hang up.
An Uber?
Yeah, the van was stolen.
I know the fucking van was stolen. Just get moving. Give me updates. Call Magic Shop.
Budge drives faster.
Leave a message.
I don't know what your plans are tonight, but best put them aside because I've got something for you. It's a nice bit of gear, and I gotta move it right now. I've a few people on the hook for it, so it's gonna be first come, first served. You bell me back. Joe, sorry I missed you.
I told you to pick up.
I was dealing with something. There's been a slight delay. Nothing I can't sort out.
That's not what I heard.
What did you hear?
I heard your buyer pulled out. You think I don't do my due diligence? I like to keep an eye on my money.
I'm sorting it out.
Oh, so it's true then? Your buyer has pulled out.
I've got someone else lined up. Just need a little bit of time.
Still have the product?
I'm on top of things, okay?
You said I'd have my money by midnight.
Midnight's still in play.
I can't have people thinking I'm going soft.
Trust me, Joe. Nobody's worried about that. Joe? Call Graham. Thank you. small magic shop.
Leave a message.
Budge brings the car to a stop on a quiet road and glances at his phone.
Call Graham.
I do something wrong?
You did everything right. Just need one more favor. I need a loan. You have your half of the deposit. What else? On top of the 60.
Are you being serious?
What about Linda then?
Don't even go there.
I'm in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
I need cash right now. What about your parents?
Jesus Christ, man.
You come from money.
When you come from money, your money's in a bank. I don't know what your fucking family was like.
We're partners.
Don't do that.
He's gonna put me under a slab, mate.
Find another way.
Call Magic Shop.
Budge pulls away again, both hands on the wheel, staring ahead intently.
Leave a message.
Magic Shop, what's the deal? Come on, there's a lot bidding on this. There's a lot going on it. I'm giving you a steal, man. I'm giving you a fucking gift. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm waiting, buddy. Lefty.
My mate said he saw a turkey coming out of Bruce Brothers on Bernard's estate.
Was the van there?
Couldn't see if it was our van or not.
You tell him there's a big logo on it?
Happy
Captain Happy's?
Aye, he said it was too dark to make out.
Where are you now?
About 10 minutes from the estate.
Tell your driver to scoot.
Here, can we go faster, please, pal?
This is a 60 zone. You can drive 70 and a 60.
Are you fucking daft?
Lefty?
Okay, just go where I tell you to go.
Lefty.
What?
Calm it down. Don't get choked out.
Oh. All right.
Just get there.
The time shows 11:15. Budge keeps driving. He glances at his phone.
Is this an emergency?
No.
And it's not a good time.
I think Dumbo stood me up.
Maybe he's running late.
He's ghosting me.
Wait another minute.
I'm waiting 10 minutes already, freaking kids off out here.
Look, sorry, cuz, his loss.
You always say that.
I don't fucking believe this. Call you back.
Bright lights shine through the rear window.
You're gonna be on my ass all fucking night, are you? Right, okay. Your funeral. Let's do this. Let's fucking do this.
Budge goes around a roundabout and turns off it. The lights stay in his rear window. He changes gear and makes another turn, speeding up. Budge drives fast, constantly glancing up at the rear view mirror as the bright headlights stay behind him, reflecting off the mirror onto his face. He goes over a bump, looks in the mirror again, then stares ahead. The lights behind move up and down as they go over bumps in the road. Budge changes gear again.
All right, let's do this.
Budge accelerates as he drives alongside a metal fence and past porta cabins. He takes a fast turn and drives across a large car park. The car that's following him falls behind but keeps after him. Budge spins the car round to face it. He brings his car to a stop and sits with both hands on the wheel, looking shaken. Budge unclips his seatbelt, staring ahead out of the windscreen. The car that's been following him sits directly opposite him about 50 feet away, its headlights still on.
Let's do this. Let's fucking do this. You want to take me in? Let's dance.
Budge gets out and strolls coolly over to the car. It starts to reverse and he runs after it. Budge slams his hand on the roof and looks in at the man he passed on the estate.
Troy.
Hi, Budge.
Hi, buddy. It's all right, yeah.
What a night, eh?
Not the best I've ever had. You been following me?
Why would I be following you?
You're working with the police.
Troy gets out.
You call me a tout? Come on, Budge. You know me. Only time I speak to a cop's right before I punch him to get a free breakfast.
I just thought you were tailing me.
You thought I was tailing you?
Yeah.
I was tailing you.
Budge walks away from him and leans on the bonnet with his arms folded.
What were you telling me, Troy?
Because Joe asked me to. You know Joe? Likes to keep an eye on his money.
All night, that was you, huh?
I.
You fucked up the whole deal. I thought you were police. I was going to handle everything myself. I would have had the fucking money.
So you don't have the money? Hmm?
Troy checks Budge's coat pockets. He takes out the envelope Scholar gave Budge and looks at the money in it.
I don't think there's 120 grand here. I think, in fact, it's more like 500 quid.
I'm getting it. I just need time.
That's what they all say.
Who?
The silent choir. The ghosts of unpaid debts. All settled now.
Budge frowns.
I don't know what that means, Troy.
Can you feel what it means?
Troy smiles and rubs his nose, his face inches from Budge's.
Come here. There's something I want to show you.
He walks towards the back of the car, stretching his arms back, then forwards.
I'm all right where I am.
Troy pulls out a gun.
I insist.
Budge stares at him and then looks away and walks over to him. Troy opens the boot of the white SUV. It's been lined with plastic sheeting. They both look into it, then Budge looks at Troy.
It's not personal. It's just business.
It's not good business. If something happens to me, John won't get his money back.
I don't think he was expecting to.
Then why would he give me the money?
To make an example of you. Joe's worried, people think he's going soft.
No one thinks Joe's gone soft.
Joe thinks it, and that's enough.
The two of them stare at each other. Troy points to the open boot.
Stand there.
Troy steps back.
Okay. I'm standing here.
Turn around.
Joe asked you to scare me, yeah? Please, Troy, don't do this. You don't want to do this, will you?
Troy pushes him to his knees, his head in the boot.
You think I want to do this? I don't. Do you remember the time I had to knock you about at the club? Was it what you said about my wife? I didn't take any pleasure in it, but I had to do it.
He puts the gun to Budge's head.
No!
Troy reaches down and grabs Budge's head, his mouth to his ear.
You know, there might be another way.
Anything. Just tell me, Troy. Just tell me.
Joe wants to send a message, right?
Yeah.
You can be the message. a fucking Halloween myth around Newton Arge to scare the wee skellies to sleep. Or you can deliver the message.
What do you mean?
What the fuck do you think I mean?
He lets Budge go, pushing him forward.
Get up.
Budge stands up, wiping his nose, and turns to face Troy, sitting on the back of the open boot. Troy looks down at the gun he's holding and offers it to Budge, handle first.
3D printed.
Budge reluctantly takes it and looks up at Troy, then down at the gun.
You hold it by the grip, squeeze the trigger, just like in the movies. Careful, you don't blow your dick off.
Budge tucks it into his trousers. Troy holds up a piece of paper.
Put this in your GPS.
He turns it around.
This is what he looks like. He's going to be there for the next half an hour.
Budge stares at him, then takes the photograph and puts it in his coat pocket. Troy holds out a balaclava.
And wear this, in case there's witnesses. I would do them anyway, but you're the one that's facing the stretch.
Troy rubs his nose.
Do you need a wee buzz going?
I don't use.
Ironic. This was my idea. Joe, he just wanted to whack you. I know you're going to do the job.
I don't think I can, Troy.
He's not a mate of yours. He's just a man whose continued existence risks harm to the people you love. Now, I know that you're going to do the job. For the people you love.
Troy puts his hands either side of Budge's face, looking at him intently. Then he pats his cheek and closes the boot. Budge watches, shocked and shaken, as Troy gets into his car. The red brake lights from Troy's car light up Budge for a moment, then they disappear as he drives away, back past Budge. Budge walks back to his car, looking at the balaclava Troy gave him. He puts it in his jacket pocket. He takes out his phone and holds it up in both hands as he checks it. Troy gets into his car and flips open his phone on the dash by the steering wheel. He enters the coordinates.
Location entered. You are 7 minutes from your destination.
He flips the phone shut, puts on his seatbelt and drives away. The time shows 11:22:47.
Drive straight to stay on Dargan Road.
Budge drives straight across the empty, brightly lit car park and down a road, looking stressed and agitated.
After 200 yards, turn right.
He glances at his phone.
Tell me what's going on.
I negotiated something with Joe.
More time?
I have to do a job for him, right now.
What kind of job?
Can't tell you that.
Turn right. In 50 yards, turn left.
Why not?
Because it would make you an accessory.
Turn left.
We're in this together.
Not this. This is on me.
Find a van. Find a buyer.
It's too late for all that. If I do this, I'm out of the red.
This isn't who you are.
It's who I have to be.
Budge's face becomes determined as he hangs up and drives.
100 yards. Turn right.
He checks his watch. The time shows 11:24:13. Budge drives down a lit road, past motorway signs, and under a large concrete flyover.
Turn right.
He turns across a large junction.
You can call me back.
Cause I'm a little hard pressed here. What's wrong? What happened? Where are you?
I'm about to cycle home.
Okay, chin up.
Wow.
What?
You need to get me off the phone much?
Cause
I got a shit night. Excuse me all the hell for thinking how you view. I can't talk to you, who can I talk to?
You can't talk to me.
Sick of it.
Of what?
Everything. Why can't you give me a job in your garage?
If it makes you feel any better, that's not going to happen now.
What do you mean?
I mean, there is no garage anymore. You want a job? Find a van with Captain Happy's happy nappies printed on the side and a trunk full of fucking gear and PPE. There's a job. Magic shop.
What you got?
50 keys, but I got to move them right now.
What's the bid?
200.
85 offer.
For half?
For the lot.
Can't deal on that.
What can you deal on?
I'll settle on 180, but it's bullshit.
90.
Are we doing business or not?
90. Final offer, take or leave.
I'm not going below 120.
Bigger the load, higher the risk. The feds are everywhere, and you've given us little notice. I can't check you out. How do I know I'm not walking into a trap?
I've never been lifted.
Maybe because you're a tout.
If I was a fucking tout, they'd lift me so people wouldn't think I was a tout. Use your brains.
You're either lucky or you're not. But I'm not getting bounced into a midnight deal unless it's worth the risk. Final offer at 90.
Budge stares ahead as he drives.
I can't do it.
Say hello to your police friends.
Budge's expression remains set. Troy.
You should be almost there.
I know the fella.
Have you done this before?
No.
I know what that feels like. You know, maybe you need to work yourself into it. Get yourself in the mood, you know. As soon as he opens the door, you smack him in the head with it, right? You drag him through the house, and then when you're ready, you shoot him in the face. Enter the rest into his chest, or his back, or whatever. Then you walk away. Don't run. People look to people run. And don't chuck the piece. I want that back.
Budge hangs up. Budge drives along a lit city street with dark trees behind a low fence. He checks his watch. The time shows 11:27:57.
After 100 yards, turn left.
Budge stares ahead, eyes narrowed, both hands on the top of the wheel. He checks his rearview mirror.
Turn left.
Budge makes the turn quickly off the main road and up a slight hill on a darker road. He looks at the phone and answers.
There's another way. We leave the country. Tonight.
And go where?
There's a flight to Kiev at 6 a.m. We drive straight to the airport and spend the rest of the night there.
How much are the flights?
500 for both of us.
I don't have it.
What about the reference caller?
I don't have it. I'm not fucking living in the Ukraine. I got people here who depend on me. And I'm not running. I'm not running.
After 100 yards, you have reached your destination.
Baby? Don't do this. If you do this, there's no coming back from it. Do you understand? He'll own you. He'll...
Budge hangs up and comes to a gentle stop.
You have reached your destination.
He sits with his arm on the window looking across the dark street at some trees. A car goes past the other way. Budge looks at the gun.
Yeah, where are you?
We're on the estate, but listen, turns out we got the name wrong. It wasn't Turkey they called him, it was Rooster because of his huge nozzle. Kinda like Beaker.
Fuck off.
Lighten up, will you?
I'm not in the fucking mood.
Now, good news is there's a house somewhere in this estate where Rooster goes like a bomb. Budge, are you getting this?
You have an address?
Not yet.
It's a small estate. Look for a party. Loud music. Otherwise, it's a stash house. Boarded windows, grass that needs trimming, you get the idea.
Sounds like Beaker's house.
I said fuck off.
Guys, if you find it, you call me soon as, okay?
Soon as.
Understood, boss.
Budge takes his phone off its holder, puts it in his pocket, and gets out. Budge looks around the leafy suburban street, then walks across the road and up a drive. He approaches a large house with lights on in the rooms, curtains open behind the windows. Budge walks up to the side of the house and a lit-up columned porch. He puts the balaclava on over his head and goes up the steps to the front door. Budge hesitates and looks around, then stands facing the door. He knocks and steps back, waiting tensely. Scholar opens it. Budge whacks him three times on the head with the gun, forcing him inside, and closes the door. Moving slowly along the outside of the house, under the window of a lit room, over the dark wall and past glass doors that look into a white kitchen. Budge walks through the kitchen with the gun held out. Scholar lies on the ground at the back of the house and Budge jumps through the window to him.
Shut the fuck up. Down. Get down your knees. Down to the ground.
Budge sits astride Scholar and puts the gun to his throat.
Can't show your face when you do it.
Budge pulls off the balaclava with one hand.
Fucking back twist.
Why you volatile?
I told you that I had to buy a lot more. We had to get in the floor with a new supplier. Where do you think I got the money from?
Budge holds the gun in both hands.
Look, I haven't shifted the gear yet. I just need more time.
If I don't do you, he's going to do me. You're out of time, mate.
Scholar turns his head to the side and Budge puts the gun to his temple. Budge answers his phone.
Boss, what happened? Rooster. We're outside his house. You should see the place. It's like a fucking toxic wasteland.
It's our guy.
Beaker saw him through the window, giving himself a nice little jab.
You positive it's our guy?
It's definitely him.
Kick the door in, lift the thieving cunt, find out where he is. Find out where that fucking van is.
Budge hangs up and puts the phone back in his pocket.
Here's your connect.
What? What's your fucking supplier's name?
Ringo.
Ringo? Never heard of him.
Never heard of the Beatles.
You are a funny cunt with a gun to your head.
Even funnier without one.
They stand up.
We need a connect. We need it right now.
Look. This guy is a serious man. Yeah, serious.
We need that connect. I need it right now. I got a lot of product and I need to shift it on. I need to shift it on now. Make the call.
Okay.
Now.
Wait.
Scholar takes out his phone and holds it to his ear.
It's engaged. They'll call back. That's the system.
When?
I don't know. Soon.
Call him again.
Scholar takes the phone out again and calls.
It's engaged.
Then leave a fucking message.
It's Scholar. I've got a guy who might have something you want. Something really good. Call me back.
How long till he gets back to you?
Sometimes right away and sometimes... You know, longer?
You know who's not going to be happy you're breathing?
Joe?
It's my life on the line now. You understand. It's my life.
I'll make it happen. You can trust me.
I hope so. Because I'm running out of time.
Time is luck.
What'd you say?
Miami Vice. It's my favorite line.
Chatsi Odacha.
What's that?
What you just said in Ukrainian.
You speak Ukrainian?
Not a chance. Sorry I put you through the window.
Budge walks away through the dark garden, his eyes wired, breathing deeply. He walks between the fence and the garage and comes out onto the drive at the side of the house. Budge walks through the light coming from a bright lamp at the top of the garage, past the steps that lead up to the front door. He walks on down the drive to the road. Budge walks around the end of a high hedge at the bottom of the lawn and across the road to his car. He stops and rests his hand on the roof, looking around, then gets in. Budge stares ahead as he feels in his jacket pockets. He puts on his seatbelt. Budge drives away.
Call Sophia. No, I didn't. I think I have a buyer.
But still no Ren.
We're close. I should take this.
I'm glad you didn't do it.
Me too.
But I love
you. Don't say it. Not until it's done.
Budge stares ahead with watery eyes.
Deliver my message.
I've got one for you. Your money's coming. The capital and the vig.
Is it done?
Scholar's gonna pay you back.
You weren't there to collect. You were there to deliver.
That's not who I am.
Who you are isn't gonna be a thing anymore.
Just a little more time.
That's run out. Clock has stopped. I'm calling in my collateral.
I didn't put up any.
Yes, you did. As soon as you dealt with me. The people you love.
Call Sophia.
call Sophia. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Where were you?
I was in the Louvre.
Are you on your own?
Yeah, why?
I want you to check outside the house. See if anyone's there.
What am I looking for?
White SUV.
Tinted windows?
Oh, fuck. Get out. Get out of the house.
I thought they saw me. They're getting out.
It's Joe's guys. They're coming for you. Get out now.
I'm taking the back door.
Grab the foot ladder under the stairs first. You're going to have to scale that back wall.
All your fucking crap is everywhere.
Hoof it out of the way. Sophia?
Yes, I have it.
Back door. Go, go, go. What's that?
They're kicking in the front door.
You outside?
Yes, hold on.
There's a catch on the side.
I'm trying.
It's rusty. Sometimes you have to give it a...
I have it.
What's happening?
I'm on the wall.
Can you drop down?
It's high. They're inside.
Lower yourself down and drop. You'll be fine. Do it now. Sophia? Sophia? Ignore it, keep moving.
I need my car.
Forget it, go on foot.
You're still in the house. I'll circle around.
Forget it, just get to a busy street.
I'm going to make a run for my car.
Jesus, no, Sophia. It's too risky. They might be waiting.
I can make it.
Jesus, Sophia, don't. Your ankle.
I know.
What?
Baby, I don't watch you.
Baby, drive, go! You clear? Sophia, talk to me. Talk to me. Sophia! Sophia.
Here. I'm fine.
Is he on you?
No, clear. Now what?
Go to your brother's.
Okay?
I am now.
Budge keeps looking in his rearview mirror. He brings the car to a stop, his eyes fixed on the mirror. He opens his window and a police officer approaches in a COVID mask, his face pixelated.
Hello, how are you?
How are you? Not too bad.
Do you have a certificate of insurance and driving license?
I do, indeed. Right.
Are you working tonight, are you?
Yeah. Been a late one. Been a late one.
Do you have your insurance policy? It's not showing up in our system here.
Insurance policy? Gotta have one here. Somewhere.
I've been driving around all day to different places. I thought I was going to six, but, you know.
Can you run a check on this guy? See if he's in the system.
The officer's colleague joins him. Budge keeps looking through his wallet.
Give me 2 seconds, okay?
Sure. And while you're there, I'll keep looking for my driver's license.
Nope, I've got your license. You're
right. Okay. Okay. Good.
Budge's broad grin quickly fades once the officers have gone. He stares ahead, waiting. Budge smiles as the second officer comes back.
Where's your license back, okay?
Legend.
The officer leaves. Budge's smile fades again and he puts the license in his pocket, looking worried. He looks ahead while he waits.
You're good to go, mate.
All the best, thank you.
Budge relaxes himself, puts the car into gear and slowly drives away. He stops again, looking in his wing mirror. Then he drives on.
Call Scholar.
Budge closes his window.
I need that connect.
Mate, I've left him a message. He doesn't like to be pestered.
You fucking owe me. Leave him my number. Tell him to call me direct. I'm ready to go here.
Okay. Where am I?
Call Lefty. Talk to me.
I'm here with Rooster. He's messed up on junk. We're slapping him around to get answers, but he's not making a lot of sense.
And the van?
He remembers driving it. Can't remember where he's parked it.
Did he know what was in it?
I don't think so. He's tripping out. Pissed himself. It fucking stinks in here.
We have to find out where he parked that van. Keep working him. Hello?
We have a mutual friend who's a scholar.
Would this be Mr. Starr?
You can call me Ringo. What do you have for me?
50 keys. 100% pure.
I might be able to take that off your hands.
200.
That's a bundle.
I was told you were a serious man.
150.
With this product, we're talking 190 minimum.
160. My interest is fading.
Can't deal on that. 180, that's my floor.
No deal.
Then hang up.
How fast can you move it?
It's in a van. Ready to go.
You got a place?
Keys?
Yeah. It's a hot spot.
Glen Park.
That works for me.
Give me an hour.
You need time for a coffee and a Danish? What takes an hour?
Just let me get things lined up, yeah?
I was told you were ready to go. If we're doing this, we're doing it at midnight. It's that. Or I walk.
Look, I want to move it fast, but that's too tight.
Why? Because you want to get surveillance bands in place to lift me?
What, you think I'm a fed?
Guy calls me in the middle of the night with a hot deal.
Okay. Call Lefty. Tell me you found it.
On the move. He said he abandoned it under a railway bridge close by. I know the one he's talking about.
You on the way?
Yeah, they're in 2 minutes.
Good lad. Stay on the line. Call Sophia. You at your brother's yet?
He's making me tea. My fucking ankle's killing me.
Got a buyer. Enough for Joe and enough for the garage, but no honeymoon.
Fuck the honeymoon.
Maybe a weekend in Port Rush. How does that sound?
He'll ring the whole time.
Won't let up for a minute. See you soon. What's the good word?
No van.
What?
No van, he fucked us.
You looked everywhere?
Under it, over it. It's not here.
You're under the bridge. You looked up and down the street.
Mate, I checked. It's a dead end. I think he was too out of it to remember and bluffed us. Tell us what to do, Budge.
I need to think.
Budge stares ahead with both hands on the wheel as he drives down a street of houses. He turns at a brightly lit junction.
Warming up that concrete drill of yours?
Don't worry, it's not for you. Yet.
No? Who's the lucky guy?
Friend of yours.
What? Just pay them, man!
Graham?
You have a picture?
He's a civilian.
Who was brought into this by you? Your own valleys. Don't blame me for taking advantage.
Have you heard him?
Not seriously. Not yet. I told you I can't have people thinking I'm going soft. Do you understand? So what's it gonna be? Any ideas? Come on, you're smart, so be smart.
take me. I'll try. Been for me.
Now you get it. Always have security on your collateral.
Tell me where to go.
Meet Troy at the ferry house. If you're later than midnight, we drill holes all the way through your friend's legs. And if you don't show, you know what happens.
Budge stops the car and stares down at the wheel. He takes off his seatbelt.
Call Sophia.
He gets out of the car and walks away with the phone to his ear. Viewed through the open door of the car, Budge stands at the start of a brightly lit tunnel.
Sophia.
What is it?
Joe has Graham.
Oh, no.
I agreed to trade.
Trade what? Do you have the van?
No van. Joe wants an exchange.
You can't.
I have to.
No, you don't.
I got him into this.
Joe will kill you.
He'll kill Graham.
He'll torture you first.
Sophia.
Call the police.
You know I can't do that.
Fuck the fucking rules.
Look, it's not about that. There's not enough time.
Graham didn't have to involve himself. He made a choice. He did.
He has kids.
I wanted kids. You don't have to do this.
Yes, I do. I'm sorry. I love you. I want you to tell me. I want you to say it.
No, no.
Please.
I love you.
Budge turns and walks back to the car with both hands down by his side. He gets in looking tearful. Budge puts his seatbelt on, mouth slightly open, eyes brimming with tears. He drives away, lit up by the orange light of the street lamps on the road above.
Call Lefty.
Budge turns the wheel one way and the other as he follows the road.
We're still looking.
It's over.
What are you talking about?
You got my patch. Take good care of it. Sophia will sort you out with a bit of cash.
Well, I haven't found the van.
Night yet, is over. You did your best, lads.
What's he on about?
Budge. Mate. I don't understand.
You will. Final lesson.
A tear rolls down Budge's face.
Hey, I've been trying to get through to you.
I'm sorry I lost my head earlier.
You were under a lot of stress.
I always liked you.
What are you on about?
Means what it means.
You didn't find your van, did you?
No.
I know you didn't.
How'd you know that?
Because it's right in front of me.
You're fucking with me.
Captain Happy's happy nappies on the side, trunk full of PPE.
Where are you?
Live in my car park. As soon as I hung up, I thought I put through.
Was the van open?
Isn't locked.
Keys in it?
I'll check.
Cause.
Hang on. Keys in the ignition.
Those fucking wankers.
I can drive.
You're 15.
I can drive better than you.
Can you even see over the steering wheel?
Where does it need to be?
Glen Park in 11 minutes.
I can do that in 5.
If those cops lift you,
then
what
I'll say I'm underage and I was being exploited and I didn't know their name.
I've taught you well, young Padawan.
So I can have a job then?
You can have any job you like if you get that fan there. Huh? Call Sophia. Come on. Come on, come on.
Baby?
We found the fucking van. We found the fucking van. Can you walk on that ankle?
I can do it.
Cuz is driving it to Glen Park to the buyer. You need to collect the cash from him. Bring it to me. You gotta be fast. This guy's gonna walk if you're not on time. We have till midnight. That's... Oh, fuck. Not much time.
Where am I taking the money?
Drive to the ferry house. Remember where I took you on our first night together?
Watch the boats go out.
That's the place. That's where I'll be.
How long you got?
Midnight.
That's not enough time.
I'll make time.
I'll get this done. You can trust me.
Call Ringo.
The time shows 11:55.
You coming round the mountain?
I'm not doing the drop.
I don't like strangers.
Mate, I'm a fucking stranger.
Who are you sending?
And two birds. As solid as rocks.
The Vaughn better be here in 5.
He'll be with you in 2.
Budge looks at his watch and takes off his seatbelt. He cuts off the engine and opens his door, looking scared. Budge stands in a car park and looks over at a building with a bright light on the wall. He turns to the side and starts slowly walking. Diagonal white lines painted on the ground mark out parking bays. To the side of him, a large warehouse. Budge stops and looks ahead, his car parked a little way behind him. He looks around at the large empty car park and a couple of silhouetted freight container lifters in the distance. He turns to face forward again and looks at his watch. 11:57:28. Budge takes the watch off and holds it in his hand as he watches Troy get out of the SUV, parked 50 metres away, and walk towards him. Troy holds out his arms.
Where's the piece?
What?
The piece I gave you. I'm gonna need that back.
Why?
What do you think I'm here for? To give you a nosh?
How'd you know I won't do you?
Because you're here for your friend. That last minute heroics.
Where is he?
With Joe. Waiting in my call.
I want proof of life.
Oh. Got the lingo down and all, eh?
Troy takes his phone out of his inside coat pocket and holds it to his ear.
He wants to hear that his mate's okay. Okay. I'll put you on speaker.
Bud, just pay them, man.
Put you on.
Mate, I was going to make this nice and quick for old time's sake, but you're taking the piss.
Put him on.
We'll do the periods if you keep this up.
Bunny's on its way. Right this second. Coming right here.
Who's a buyer?
He's called Ringo.
Never fucking heard of him.
Never heard of the Beatles?
Why is this cunt still breathing?
He has my gun.
Let me call him. The deal's just gone down.
Money's on its way.
Troy, take the piece.
Troy steps up to Budge and takes the watch out of his pocket. He puts it in his coat pocket and takes the gun out of Budge's hand, then steps back.
I've got the piece.
Budge puts both hands in his jacket pockets and watches Troy.
Call your buyer. Let's hear him.
He'll tell us. He'll tell us.
Budge dials and holds out his phone.
What do you want?
Is the deal done?
Call your compatriots.
Did she get the cash?
That's generally how these things work.
When did she leave you?
About 2 minutes ago. Was that a fucking kid you had driving the...
Boss, what's the story here?
My girl will be here. Joe? My girl will be here. Trust me. Just a couple more minutes.
What do you think, Troy?
I think she's fucked him. I think he's never gonna see her again.
Just 2 minutes is all I need.
Give this silly fool 1 minute, then whack him. 1 minute.
Troy hangs up and puts his phone in his pocket. He takes the watch out of his other pocket, swaps hands, and holds it up in front of him.
She's probably on her way to the airport right now. First flight back to Kiev.
She wouldn't do that.
The girl played the long game.
It wasn't a game.
30 seconds. You almost pulled this off tonight. You're a smart cunt, I'll give you that. But you always had this massive blind spot for the birds.
Troy points the gun at Budge's chest.
I'm gonna take you out to the heart. Because it's the heart that took you out.
My heart is made of steel. Forged by her hands.
Accepted.
Budge laughs.
She didn't betray me.
She fucking did betray you.
I know you had a rough time with your ex.
What the fuck did you say about my wife?
Nothing at all, just... My girl is coming. She's coming. I know it. Prove me wrong. Just a little more time.
Troy holds the back of Budge's neck with the gun under his chin.
I'm gonna give you 30 seconds. 30 seconds. I'm disobeying an order just to win the argument.
Troy looks down towards the phone in his pocket.
That's Joe. Checking to see if he'd been whacked. This is how it ends, mate. No bangs, just whimpers.
Troy steps back and points the gun at Budge's heart.
Last words.
What?
Last words. I like to keep them in a way exercise book. The songs of the Silent Choir. Let's hear them.
Budge thinks for a moment, then closes his eyes.
What the fuck are you saying?
Time is locked.
Troy spins round as the van pulls up behind him and Sophia gets out with the money.
Stop right there.
I've got it. I've got your money.
She holds the bags out and waits as Troy walks towards her. He walks slowly, holding the gun down in one hand and staring at Sophia. When he reaches her, he looks down at the bags and lifts one of them up. Then stares at Sophia, his face close to hers. Troy smirks and throws a bag over to Budge.
Count it.
Budge walks up to the bag, bends down and picks it up. He looks at Troy as he unzips it. Budge checks the money while Troy makes a phone call.
120. Were you healthy?
We got the money. It's all there. No. I didn't shoot him. I was showing initiative, wasn't I? He wants to speak to you.
Budge takes the phone and gives the bag of money to Troy.
Your friend is being left by the towpath.
Is he okay?
He's walking, isn't he? When do you guys open?
Grand opening, 2 weeks.
I've got a Hummer. I want some decal tints put in.
Leave her by. It'll cost you.
No, I'm sure it will.
Goodbye, Joe.
Budge stares at Troy as he hangs up and hands back the phone. Troy puts the phone in his pocket and nods.
Next time.
There won't be no next time.
Troy looks around and nods to himself. He holds out his fist. Budge looks down at it, then raises his, and they bump fists. Troy nods again and walks away. Budge watches him go to his car. Sophia stands in front of the van, its lights still on and driver's door open, watching Budge.
You still got the 60?
Separated it in the van.
Sophia undoes her long, padded coat and shows him the money stuck to the inside of it.
Driving one-handed on the motorway.
That's my girl.
Troy drives away. Budge walks towards Sophia, who stares at him. He steps right up to her and bends his head to kiss her on the lips. He stops and steps back to answer his phone.
You bastard, you son of a bitch, you know what
I mean? Right.
I
got the money.
Selfish. You what?
I got the 60. I have the 60 grand. At my feet.
You give me one good fucking reason why I shouldn't cut all ties with you right now after what you fucking put me through tonight.
Let's have a moment of candor, huh? You entered into a business relationship with a man who's exiting the drug trade. Okay? Now, you might say it's because you took a shine to me. I might say it's because you fancied a walk on the dark side. Well, you've had that tonight, mate. And now you know it's not for you. Guess what? It's not for me either. Because now I'm out.
You're right.
I'm out.
9 a.m. at the bank.
Budge turns and throws his phone away. Sophia grabs his collar and pulls him into a kiss, putting her arms around him. They kiss slowly and lovingly beneath the bright lights of the building beside them. Title: Night Ride. In Memoriam, Eric Tavidian. Budge and Sophia kiss in front of the van with their arms wrapped around each other. End credits. Grip, Ian McGurrell. Focus Puller, Benjamin Benayo. Assistant Editor, Kieran McElhaddon. Assistant Director, Graham Kinneber. Production Supervisor, Ayrton McGurgan. Stunt Driver, James Muckle.
Take it all and just load.
Locations Manager, Gareth Hogan. Locations Scout, David Cook. Locations Assistant, Aaron Gordon.
Speed up, slow down.
Gaffer, Giancarlo McDonald. Boom Operator, Graham Denny. Standby Props, Phelan Hardy. Color Post Production by Molinaire. Sound mixed at Jellyfish Sound Studios. Foley Services by Postred. On the far side of the car park, Troy stands watching Budge and Sophia by the van. He walks back to his car and gets in. Troy takes out his phone and makes a call.
What's the story, boss? I was just about to clock off.
I got another job for you. There are hoods called Lefty and Beaker. I need them sorted out. Your night's just about to get started.
What a night.
Troy hangs up, looking up at the night sky and looping all the way around so that the image from the underside of the car is upside down as Troy drives away in speeded up footage. Cast in order of appearance: Sophia, Joanna Ribeiro, Budge, Mo Dunford, Troy, Gerard Jordan, Felix, Andrew Simpson, Lefty, John Travers, Beaker, Stephen Fingleton, Graham, Paul Kennedy, Cuz, Ellie O'Halloran, Joe, Stephen Ray, Magic Shop, Desmond Eastwood, GPS Voice, Matthew Kaufman, Detective Inspector McQueen, Michael Shea, Ringo, Aaron McCusker, Production Council, Richard Moxon, Development Executive, NI Screen, Ursula Devine, VFX Supervisor, Rowaman Sabir, Additional Camera Operator, Stephen Fingleton. Developed in Northern Ireland with funding from Northern Ireland Screen, Molinaire established 1973. House Pictures, Silk Mass, Driver Films, Village Films, Logical Pictures, Pulsar Content. Copyright 2021, Night Ride SPV Limited.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.